Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
We are in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. This is God's word. "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father, the son he delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster, or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it, when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, 'Come back later. I'll give it tomorrow,' when you have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. Do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways. For the Lord detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame." May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Again, Solomon is writing these proverbs, speaking these proverbs to his son. Ladies, make the application. It's not that this doesn't apply to you. It's that He's speaking to his son. So receive it, process that, and understand, okay, I need to do this too. I need to live in this way also. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. He's saying it's possible to learn something and then forget it. I was talking with someone very recently who said that in high school, they made straight A's in calculus. And in college, they made straight A's in calculus. And now, they have trouble doing simple math. This is not because the person is becoming senile. It's because, as this individual said, you either use it or you lose it. So when it comes to the Word of God, when it comes to wise teachings, it's not enough to take it in. You've got to stay with it. You've got to continue to hold on to these things. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. Go back and look at it again. Focus on this carefully. Why? For they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Wouldn't it be cool to live a long life of prosperity? Prosperity is not just about material wealth, it's about prospering, doing well in your environment. And so this is saying you will live long and live well if you will live a life of wisdom. Now, does this mean that nobody ever dies young if they're living for the Lord? No, it doesn't mean that. But it's describing the way things turn out. This is the pattern. If you do what is right, it is better than if you do what is foolish. Because part of the nature of what makes the other stuff foolishness is that it leads to destruction. It causes you to mess up. Driving a motorcycle blindfolded might be fun for a TV stunt on America's Got Talent. But if you try to live that way, you will end up in a mess of tangled metal on the pavement somewhere. Don't be foolish. Foolishness is a path to harm. Be wise. And he's saying, don't forget what I'm teaching you. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Two of the qualities that we ought to be cultivating if we're wise are to be a loving person and to be faithful. That means you stay with your commitment. You don't cheat on your wife. You don't cheat on your taxes. You don't cheat your employer. You don't cheat. You're faithful. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. God will be pleased. And that's what matters most. Verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. This is a promise from God of something he will do for you if you do these three things that are all about the same thing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. When it says all your heart, it means the deepest part of you. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That is, you can make a decision that you're going to be completely depending on God. Do not rely on your own understanding. There will be times when God will instruct us in his word in ways that go against our limited human understanding, our limited perspective that we have at this time. And in those moments, you have to choose, am I going to trust in the Lord with all my heart, or am I going to rely on my own understanding? In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. In all your ways, notice with all your heart, and in all your ways. This is not something you should do some of the time or a lot of the time. This is the way you're to live all the time. And so in all your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he will make your paths straight. In other words, he will cause you to get where you're supposed to go the best way possible. I have told some of my sons on various occasions, if you spent half as much energy just doing what I said as you spend trying to get out of doing what I said, you'd be done with the obedience and you could do what you please. But there are some folks who will go to extraordinary lengths trying to get around doing what they're supposed to do. It is the human tendency. We're told, do this, and we think, well, what if I do this instead? Well, could I have it this way? Well, what if I only do this? Just do what you're told by God. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. You know what the last words of Nero were? The recorded last words of Nero are, "What a great artist dies with me." In other words, as he's dying, instead of crying out for mercy, he's thinking about what a loss it is for humanity that he's dying, because he is such a great artist. Now we look back and we think, what a moron. What a narcissist. This guy was all about how great he was. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Wisdom brings humility. A wise person is not wise in his own eyes. He's not sitting around patting himself on the back saying, yes, I've got it all together. Instead, he's saying, God is so great. God does all things well. I am amazed by the wisdom and the grace of God. Solomon knew where he got his wisdom. He was called the wisest man who ever lived, but he knew that his wisdom was a gift. Don't be wise in your own eyes.
Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's Word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. As parents and in our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere. And everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a moment to encourage us. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, to learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we'll remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread his word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We're depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
Do not be wise in your own eyes. That would be very foolish. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Shun evil. What does that mean? That means you want nothing to do with it. Not, I'm going to see how close I can get to the edge. I'm going to see how much I can do. Well, I know I can't do this, but could I do this? Could I stop just short of that? Why is the speed limit set where it is? Because the law enforcement officials know we're going to go faster than whatever they tell us. So they deliberately set the speed limit lower than they know would be a maximum safe speed. We've got to set it here, not because if you go 5 miles faster than that, you will find yourself flying off the road going through the curve. No, that's not it. It's because we've got to reduce it because we know people are going to go past it, which encourages people to go past it, which encourages bad decisions and a lot of accidents. But the whole system is based on a broken thing called the human heart. We are by nature lawbreakers. We are inclined to do the wrong thing, to go over the limit, and it's not okay. It's not okay. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. In other words, you'll benefit. You think that somehow you're making this great sacrifice when in fact you will come out ahead if you'll just do what you're told. Honor the Lord with your wealth, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. Even though I hate the so-called prosperity gospel, the fact of the matter is God promises in the Old and New Testament that you will be blessed if you honor God with what he gives you. He promises that. Now, if the result of reading those promises is that you become a person who's trying to manipulate God, you're not honoring God. If you honor God with the first fruits, what you're doing is worshiping. You're saying, I know everything I have comes from him, and I want to worship him and express my gratitude to him, and so I am coming out of gratitude to God to honor him with the first fruits. That is, right off the top. I don't pay God at the end of the month with whatever I have left over. The first bill I pay, the first thing I do, is to honor God with my income. The consequence of living that kind of life is that you will experience greater blessing from God. God loves to bless folks who trust in him, depend on him, and honor him. He loves to. He enjoys it. And he's got plenty of blessings to give. But if your attitude in life is, I don't know that I can really do that because, you know, next month might not be as good, so I'm going to hold back and not give because, you know, I've got to look out for number one. And that, of course, we know is me. Well, I got news for you. Number one is not you. Number one is God. He owns everything. And if you trust in him, you want to honor him and rejoice in what he's done for you, and so you gladly give to God first. As you do so, you will find yourself blessed. That's the promise here. My son, verse 11, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father the son he delights in. Do you understand that if you are loved by God, you will be disciplined by God? God is wanting to teach you and train you so that you don't keep doing stuff you're not supposed to do. Which would be better for you, to get caught for doing the wrong thing or to get away with it? It's better to get caught. It's better to be punished. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, we read in Hebrews, but rather painful. Yet, later on, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness for those who are being trained by it. The reason God disciplines us is because he loves us and he wants us to live a righteous and holy life that honors him. So, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father the son he delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She's more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. What is it saying? It's saying instead of pursuing all this stuff, pursue wisdom. because wisdom brings all that stuff with her. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you as well. God will meet your needs and more if you'll seek him. You can seek the Lord while he may be found. Now's the time. Pursue the Lord. Desire him above all else. Desire his ways more than financial wealth, because it is so much better to be depending on the Lord, who is the source of all good things. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided and the clouds let drop the dew. What is it saying? It's saying wisdom is a manifestation of God's character. The reason wisdom is so valuable is because wisdom is what God is like. God is wise. So you want to have God's perspective. And then he says, preserve sound judgment, verse 21, and discernment. Don't let them out of your sight. They'll be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you'll go on your way in safety. Your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you'll not be afraid. Your sleep will be sweet. In other words, you can live a fearless life, doing well whatever circumstances you're in, if you will pursue God's path, if you will seek to do what he wants, then you don't have to be afraid, because you're in the will of God and you can sleep wherever you are. And because I trust in him, I don't have to be afraid. I can go wherever God tells me to go. I can do whatever God tells me to do. I can say whatever God tells me to say, because I'm trusting in him. And so when I go to bed at night, I'm not worried. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about the future. God's in control. If you're trusting in the Lord with all your heart, you don't have to be afraid. So when you lie down, you'll not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in your power to act. Don't say to somebody, just because you want to hang on to it a little bit longer, if you owe it to them, give it to them. Give it to them now. And don't plot harm against your neighbor or accuse a man for no reason. Don't envy a violent man or choose any of his ways. For the Lord detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence. I want to be a friend of God. That's what matters. It's not what everybody else thinks. It's not what everybody else is doing. It's what does God say about it. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. Which do you want? You want God's curse or God's blessing? Because you're going to get one or the other. He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame. What do all of those verses come back to? They all come back to the fact that it's God with whom we have to deal. Whether it's what we do with our income, or whether it is love and faithfulness, hanging on to them, because then God will be pleased. And people also will appreciate wisdom. Now, there are plenty of fools who hate truth and will hate you if you do what's right. But those folks are only temporary problems. Every single one of them is going to die and regret it. You and I are going to die and stand before God. I want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. And I want that for you as well.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.